Anna Virginia grunts out of faint. 21 December 1970, Kanyawari, Kibale Forest, Uganda. Time 08:42. Recordings made along the road east of the station near Oates Junction, approximately 400 meters from his zero mark. Same date as preceding. I was only about 30 meters from the vocalizing albergina. Albergina grunts, same date as preceding times. In this latter bout of grunting, I think there were two individuals vocalizing. Hooting and drumming from one cluster of chimps by hooting from another cluster. Single set of albergina whoop and rolling call. The mic was not directed toward the caller during the whoop, but it was during the rolling call. Same date as preceding, the time is 8:52. Grunts, same date as preceding, time 08:54. Chimps hooting in the distance. Those were albergina grunts from, I should say, at least four individuals. Same date as preceding. Regarding the latter albergina whoop and rolling call, I'm not certain, but it's likely that it was given by the same albergina as recorded on the same date and approximately the same time. Again, these recordings made along the road east of Kanyawari Station, approximately 400 meters east-southeast of Oates Zero Mark at his so-called road junction. It was a Ascanistes subcylindricus at a nest. I was seen placing a few, that was an adult male, of course. He was seen placing his head into the hole a few times, and then he gave this sort of cawing cry before he flew off in 70 Kanyawatakibale Forest. These were parrots, great African grey parrots, 22 December, time 8:30. They were quite some distance from me as they flew over. This was a fairly large flock, looked like at least 15 to 20. It was a Midas grunt. Another Midas grunt. December 1970, Kanyawatakibale Forest, Uganda. Time 08:41. These recording to Trail Roman numeral 1. These are Ascanius chirps. I don't think they were directed toward me. They were given at a distance. About 30 meters. Same date as preceding, but these recordings were made along Trail E at approximately 70 meters. These are adult male Bidius chirps from at least two sources. Earlier in the recording, I think there were some Cercopithecus chirps. This is 22 December 1970, Kanyawatakibale Forest, Uganda. The recordings are made in the vicinity of 100 meters, Trail E. Stimulus was undetermined. These quists were given by, I'm certain, adult male LB, large and broad, same data as preceding. This, of course, is the CW group, I believe. And the recording distance was about 30 meters. Say the latter quists were from adult male LB. That's him. and recording and the loudest were given by adult male ND, nondescript. Same date as preceding time 0924. These quists were directed toward me. Seem to be adult male-like squeals, although I can't see the vocalizer. The recording distance on these latter recordings was exactly above me. That's adult male LB. Same date as preceding. Barks, something between a quist and a bark. Well, male LB again. This is certainly a type of quist, same date as preceding. Time about 0930. Chris from adult male LB again. Same date as preceding. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 16, February 1971. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Low-amplitude quist from Abidius, unseen. The time is 08:57, 16 February 1971. Oh, at the junction of Trail O and Trail 7. Male squeals follow. There was also the wing beat of a hornbill Bicanistes subcylindricus involved. The time is 0904, 16 February 1971, Kanyawada, near the junction of Trails 0 and Roman 7. I suspect this is the CW group. Recording distance is about
your adult male Vidius squeals at the initiation of this recording about thing that is preceding 10907. Vidius, of course. Male-like squeals, low amplitude quiz, and then more adult male-like squeals. Quite faint, again recording distance about 30 meters, and background noise of Bicanisti subcylindricus. Same data as preceding. Squeals from one source and bartooed barks from another. Same date as preceding, time 0910. This is squeal, but I'm not certain whether it was from a subadult or an adult male. Definitely Vidius, though. Same date as preceding. There were some adult male-like squeals from one source. Then the wing beating sounds of Bicanisti subsil, followed by one ooh call, that is UH, exclamation mark. And then as I was narrating, some barks from another source. Same date as preceding. Bark, which was preceded by another one that wasn't recorded. Some human voices shouting in the distance. Same date as preceding, time 0920. Vidius U-call, UH, might have been able to record it, same date as preceding, might have recorded. Yelps Love is narrating by adult male LB. Recording distance at least 30 meters. There's a bark by adult male LB. All of the recordings made so far today on the 16th have been of the CW group. Same date as preceding time, 09:26. Adult male squeals, low amplitude quiss. Same date as preceding. Adult male squeals, low amplitude quiss. Probably. I'll bet it's adult male CW, but I can't see him. The first and loudest quiss were from adult male LB, and then there were squeals and a low amplitude quiss from another male, almost certainly CW. Same date as preceding time. Squeals and low amplitude quiss, given by adult male CW. Recording distance about 30 meters. Same date as preceding. Quiss from adult male LB. Same date as preceding. It sounded like his mouth was facing in the opposite direction from Mike. By adult male CW. He was facing the mic at about 30 meters while giving these squeals, same date as preceding. CW giving squeals and quiss. Same date as preceding. Adult male CW giving the squeals. One more amplitude quiz there, same date as preceding. Squealing. CW, adult male CW, squealing, quizzing. Same date as preceding, 9:36.